each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, everybody. As you can hear, this is not Father Anthony. This is Loretta Frelick, and I am filling in today. It's my privilege to be on Winds of Change, the new EWTN Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 and WNDZ, and on 88.5 FM WFSI. And I want to welcome everyone to the show. Those of you who are listening to my voice, you know you hear me on Monday with my co-host, Mary Fiorito, and I was blessed to be asked to fill in on this first Friday, October 1st, for Father Anthony. So we wish him a great weekend, and it's just so many exciting things going on this month of October. And obviously today was First Friday, so we all know the blessings of First Friday Mass attendance that were made to Margaret Mary and St. Margaret Mary Alacort. And we just want to praise God for those. So if you want to check those out on the internet, it's a pretty good deal. It's also the month of the Rosary, and it is Respect Life Month. Now, all of us involved in protecting the life of the unborn, we know every day is Respect Life Day, but the Church honors all of us to and gives us the opportunity to send out the message of life and the importance of protecting the innocent unborn. And so this is Respect Life Month. So you're going to see a lot of people at your parishes trying to get your attention to support endeavors that will protect life. It's also a great opportunity to pick a pregnancy resource center. If somebody's not handing you a bottle that reminds you that you need to look out for these babies and look out for the women that are carrying these babies, find yourself a Respect Life pregnancy center and make your own project this month. But it is, I'll be at my parish at St. Luke, St. Bernardine, passing out those baby bottles to support a real wonderful organization, Aid for Women. And they walk with the women for 2 years, helping them carry those babies to term, teaching them life skills, and helping them care for their babies. And also, this month, we're going to have World Mission Sunday on October 24th, and the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels tomorrow, October 2nd. Today is a very important feast day. Aside from being First Friday, it's the Feast of St. Therese, the Little Flower. And I know so many have a tremendous devotion to her, particularly my cousin Marie. So I just want to shout out to my cousin Marie. Happy Feast Day, because St. Therese provides many blessings. As she said, I will spend my heaven doing good on earth. And she's known as the Little Flower, and it's the sign that she's heard and your prayer will be answered when you receive a rose after you've asked her for help with your intercession. And interestingly enough, she is the daughter of Saints Louis and Zélie Martin, her mother and father. And I do believe her sister is also up for canonization or in the process. But there's a beautiful shrine in Darien Illinois, the National Shrine of St. Therese. And there's plenty of opportunities for you to go and be present there in the many beautiful services they have. Now, there's an important pro-life campaign that's going on right now. And as you know, Archbishop Coeur de Lion is at the forefront of really calling Nancy Pelosi to the truth. And I just wanted you to know that there is a Rose and Rosary campaign. And so Archbishop Coeur de Lion has said, and I'm going to quote now, "I am therefore inviting all Catholics to join in a massive and visible campaign of prayer and fasting for Speaker Pelosi. Commit to praying one rosary a week and fasting on Fridays for her conversion of heart." And if you go onto his website, that you can find more information about it. You also can have the opportunity to send Nancy Pelosi a rose that you are praying for her and that you are calling her to conversion. And so I really challenge you to check that out on the Human Life Action Committee campaign with Archbishop Coeur de Lion of San Francisco, a rose and rosary for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Lord taught us that we need to pray for our enemies, and she is clearly an enemy of the unborn. And so this is a great opportunity to join in with a real champion of life. There's going to be, she speaks fondly of her children, her grandchildren. And so we just want to remind her that the babies in the womb are equally as important as her children and her grandchildren. So get on that campaign. Now, I know that we have a great show today. And the reason I know that is because a friend of the Monday show, Maria Vadilla, is joining us today. Maria, are you there? Maria, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Now, for those of you that listen to the morning show, we've been blessed having you on the program before. But for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to hear Maria here on the Friday show, you were born in Havana, Cuba, right?
Yes.
And you were about 10 years old when you and your family left Cuba and came to Miami, Florida, to escape the communist regime in Cuba. And what I love about your past is that you attended Catholic schools and you were a Sunday Catholic with no personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You married a wealthy man, you were gripped by materialism, and yet in the midst of everything that the world could offer, you knew something was wrong, right?
Tell
us what happened.
Well, I had everything the world had to offer, and I had an emptiness in my heart, and I was confused.
Mm-hmm.
I could not understand why I was alive, even though I was married, had four children, all the money in the world. My life had no meaning and purpose. I was struggling. I knew there had to be something more in life than this, but I was so clueless and in such darkness that I did not understand that it was because Jesus was missing from my life. And then when that day came, when the blinders were taken off, and I realized that I needed help, that I was a sinner, that I needed forgiveness, that I needed salvation, and that Savior was Jesus. When I surrendered to the Lord, everything changed for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so how did that conversion happen?
Well, my sister prayed for me 7 years because she had an encounter with Jesus, and she kept coming to me for 7 years telling me, "I'm praying for you," telling me about Jesus, sharing the gospel with me. That took 7 years, and I thought she was crazy. But during those 7 years, I'm sure that her prayers started to work mightily in my life without me recognizing it, because I was, you know, looking for answers. I was confused. I was not satisfied with life in spite of having everything. So her prayers were working. And then when John Paul II came to Miami in 1987, I went to see the Pope for all the wrong reasons. I did not pray. I did not ask God. See, he was not part of my reality.
Right.
God was part of my life. I never had prayed. That was not me. But I went to see the Pope because I really liked John Paul II, you know?
Yes.
I thought he was cute. And he came from a communist nation, and so did I. And so I said, I'm going to go see him. And lo and behold, that was a breakthrough day for me, because the place was a disaster, because it rained, it thundered, there was lightning. This whole celebration was canceled. Everybody had to go back home. But in the midst of that showers, in the midst of that rain, of that outpouring, I was filled with the love of God. It was like liquid love filling me from head to toe. I cannot explain it any other way.
Praise God.
Yes, except that I loved people. I loved everybody. And I knew that wasn't me, because I had a long list of people that I hated and resented. So suddenly all of that disappeared. All of that was dismantled, so to speak. I just loved people. I was filled with love. And you know what? I knew this had to be God. But I still did not know Jesus, okay?
Okay.
Now I look back, it was the Holy Spirit drawing me to the Lord. Yes.
Praise God. And boy, draw you, he did. You have become just a renowned lay Catholic evangelist. You've been to over 34 different nations. You have written over 10 books, and you have really, how many?
10.
And you have really just taken off, and, you know, there's tons of YouTube videos out there of you proclaiming the gospel. How did the Lord bring you to that?
Well, after I was filled with the love of God, my friend invited me to a charismatic prayer group. And that was really another breakthrough moment for me. That was a turning point for several reasons. One of them was that for the first time in my life, I saw happy Catholics. These Catholics were different. They had a joy. They had something that I did not have. And all of them had Bibles. I didn't even own a Bible. Then they started to talk to Jesus, like if Jesus was there in their midst. And now I know that when two or three are gathered, there he is. But I was really amazed at the men, because they had their hands stretched out to the heavens, and very spontaneously they were saying things like, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you're the Lord of my life. Jesus, I surrender to you. I was looking at the men, Loretta, and I'm saying, oh, my God, I've never seen this before. See, the men in my family, all they talked about was money, business, or maybe politics or medicine. But I never saw any man, nobody in my family ever talked about Jesus. And so now I see these men openly talking about the Lord and expressing their love for Jesus. I had never seen this. And you know what? They were not reading anybody else's prayer. They did not have a holy card in their hands. It came from their gut. And I said to myself, these people are real. They are authentic. And then they started to pray in another language and sing in another language. And, of course, that's a prayer language, the gift of tongues that the Holy Spirit gives to us. But that day I was so in awe of the Lord that I told the Lord, I want to be like these people. This is what I want. I want everything that they have. And so the Lord answered my prayer, and I did a Life in the Spirit seminar. I surrendered to him, and from that moment on, by the grace of God, the favor of God, Jesus has become my passion, okay? And this desire to tell everybody the good news of the kingdom of God so that people leave darkness and come to the light. Because I realize that so many Catholics, not to mention the people out in the world, even churchgoers, do not even understand the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah. So many people think that, oh, I have to be good, I have to earn it, I have to gain the Father's approval. That's not it. That's not the gospel. Jesus had to come and die for us precisely because all of us sin. Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is not one person who has not sinned. You know what I'm saying? This is why Jesus had to come. And James says in his letter that if we break the law in just one point, we're guilty of breaking it all. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So we all need mercy. We all need forgiveness. And the Savior is Jesus. There is only one Savior. It's Jesus. And Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, you have been saved by grace through faith. And this is not of your own. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
Well,
the glory for our salvation goes to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And when we come back from our break, we will talk more about how we can have a personal encounter with Jesus through the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
All right, pets, pipe down. I've got something to say to you. Yes, that means you too. Please tell your owners that Father Anthony would like to bless all of you on Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. on the grounds of St. Stanislaus Kostka. And if it rains, under the school portico for the St. Francis of Assisi Blessing of the Animals. St. Stan's is located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. The Blessing of the Animals, Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. And the goldfish are welcome too.
The Winds of Change.
Here are two new books from EWTN Publishing. Mother Angelica's Guide to the Spiritual Life from the nun who made it her life's work to instruct millions. This volume assembles her most profound and timeless advice on how you can grow in holiness and achieve your ultimate purpose, to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. And Blue Collar Apologetics by John Martignoni. How to explain and defend Catholic teaching using common sense, simple logic, and the Bible. Mother Angelica's Guide to the Spiritual Life and Blue Collar Apologetics by John Martignoni. Available now at EWTNRC.com. My Catholic. Shop EWTNRC.com.
Welcome back. I'm Loretta Frelick, and I am filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change, and our guest today is our friend and friend of the show on Mondays, and hopefully on Fridays too, Maria Vadilla. Maria, you talked a lot of things in the last segment. You're just so enthusiastic and passionate, obviously. You talked about a Life in the Spirit seminar. What's that?
Well, the Life in the Spirit seminar is something, it's a program, it's a seminar that the Catholic Church offers to those people that want the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Because, Loretta, you know this better than me, in 1967,
yes,
a group of Catholic students in Duquesne University in Pennsylvania, they got together on a weekend retreat because they were hungry for the fullness of everything that God had for them. Because this group of Catholics that would read the book of Acts in the Bible, and that would say, wow, our lives as Catholics really do not look at all like the book of Acts. What
right.
is wrong with us?
Right.
Where is the power? Where are people getting healed? Well, people getting set free. I mean, they were not seeing miracles. They were not seeing deliverances. They were not seeing healings. None of what the Book of Acts shows, you know?
Right.
So they got together on a weekend, and that was a breakthrough moment for the Catholic Church, because that was a big turning point, because the Holy Spirit came as on the day of Pentecost. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and some of them rested in the Holy Spirit. Some of them were prophesying. Others were speaking in the prayer language. And that was the birth of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal.
Now,
and so,
go ahead.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so, Loretta, if there is no Holy Spirit, there is no church.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the life of the church. And to carry on with the works of Jesus and to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, to evangelize, we need to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And in first, yeah.
Go ahead.
In 1 Corinthians 4:20, Paul says the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. So the Holy Spirit enables us, empowers us, gives us the gift to heal people, to set them free, to give them freedom from evil spirits. I mean, in Matthew 10:7-8, the Lord says, go heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. How are we going to do this on our own power and strength? It's impossible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, Scripture does tell us that Jesus said to his apostles, you are going to do greater works than you saw me do. How could we possibly do that without the Holy Spirit?
It's impossible. So the Life in the Spirit seminar is offered so that people can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That means the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because as Catholics, we know that we receive the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation, but we're talking about the fullness of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes and fills us totally and empowers us with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are needed to carry on with the works of Jesus. So, you know, there's over 100 million Catholics today baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they should be carrying on with the works of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You also talked about the Holy Spirit empower in your life. And you recently had just a miracle of circumstances for your sister, right?
Yes.
Can you share with our listeners what happened to your sister?
Well, my sister went on a mission trip to the nation of Nicaragua in Central America. This happens to be the poorest nation in the Americas, I think. And then it's also now a communist nation. And so she went there on a mission trip, and what happened? She got COVID. Got infected with the COVID virus. And there is a lack of everything in that communist nation, because this is what happens when a nation becomes communist. The people, you know, the people in authority, the people, the governmental leaders, which are there by intimidation and oppression. You know that, Loretta?
Yes.
Those presidents are never elected. They cheat. Something similar like what happened here. They have all the goods, and the people have no oxygen, have very bad medical assistance. And to make the long story short, my sister got COVID, and my sister was dying.
And this is your sister that prayed you back into the
seven
church
years.
And the renewal. Praise God.
So 7 years for me. And so my son, that is a doctor and he's a pulmonologist, when he heard what had happened, and my brother, who's a doctor, they said, we got to take her out. Her oxygen level, her saturation oxygen level went down to 55, which she could have died at any moment.
Wow.
And it was a miracle to find an ambulance. It was a miracle to find a tank of oxygen, because she had to be transported to the capital. It was another miracle that she found a place in a hospital because they went to four hospitals, and she got turned down in each one of them.
Wow.
They had to get an airplane, a private medical airplane, to come and get her. And being a communist nation, that was not easy because the paperwork was, like, unreal. And then, Loretta, mm-hmm. it was all within a time schedule. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
The plane could not be there forever. Everything had to be in schedule. Then nobody could find the doctor with a medical report. And finally, this was all my sons, my two sons and my brothers, doing all the legwork, but we were praying in America nonstop. This is the power of prayer.
Praise God.
And oh my goodness. Then at the end, when they took her to the airport and the plane was there waiting for her, the passport was not there.
Oh my.
Her friend told everybody that my sister had the passport. The passport was in a bag. So this angel appeared. I don't even know her. But he took the passport and brought her to the airport.
Glory to God.
Yes. And my sister was transported on the 12th of September. And she was on the verge of dying.
Oh, my.
The doctors, one of the doctors, when she started to get better, the doctors told her, you had us worried. You had us worried. And my son, who's a doctor, says he's never had a patient whose oxygen saturation level went down to 55 and then came up to 98 in less than 4 hours. It says it's never happened. He said this is divine intervention.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So you just told us for your sister an example of living in the power of the Holy Spirit. What was her response to all of this?
Her response was that when she was very sick and she didn't even know what was happening, all she was telling is that, Lord, you breathe through me. You breathe in me.
Praise God.
You breathe. It's your breath, God. Or she kept calling on the Lord. You breathe. Your breath in me, Lord. It's you breathing in me and through me, Jesus. Your breath, Lord. That's all she kept saying and thinking.
Now, you talked about how that's all she kept seeing and thinking, and you rallied the troops to pray for her. And yet the Holy Spirit was able to pull all this together and bring it to pass. And you've been talking in your Bible study about favor. Isn't this an example of favor in the eyes of the Lord?
And in our eyes, too, because the favor of God is part of our inheritance. And favor is another word for grace. It's another word for divine kindness. It's another word for divine goodness released on our lives. And it also includes, Loretta, preferential treatment. Because as sons and daughters, we have favor with God because of his goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, and we know that Mary, the Virgin Mary, she was full of favor. You know, when the angel came, and in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, the angel said to her, Hail, favored one, or Hail, full of grace. So those two words are interchangeable. And every step of the Christian walk is by the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
And as we receive the grace, which is always there, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace, as we receive the grace by faith and we respond to the grace, grace begets more grace. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord has plans and purposes for us in this planet. We were created with a kingdom purpose, and we need God's favor to fulfill his plan and purposes for our lives. So we need that grace, that favor, that divine goodwill, that divine kindness, that being released on us, totally accepted because of the blood of Jesus. And we know that we have benefits as sons and daughters of God. Like Psalm 103, praise the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our lives from the pit. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our years with good things. He renews our youth like the eagles. Amen?
Amen.
So God loves everybody. Everybody has been created by God, and God loves everybody. But you know what? Not everybody operates in the same level or in the same measure of favor. Amen?
Amen.
That's the truth. And as sons and daughters of God, we have special benefits. Just like, for example, if you're a citizen of USA, you have special benefits that other people do not have. And so it's very clear the kingdom of God has benefits for his people. Amen?
What about all those people that say, I'm not worthy?
Oh, they need to have their minds renewed. Obviously, they do not read the Word of God. They do not read the Word of God. They don't have the minds renewed, because what we deserve is hell. We know that, because the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
What everybody deserves is hell. But because of Jesus, because of grace, because of the favor of God in Christ Jesus, now we can receive salvation. Amen?
Amen.
He's the only Savior. On that cross, he died for every single human being. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. So he became sin so that we could be declared not guilty. Amen?
Amen.
And this is so powerful. This is why, Loretta, Jesus is the only Savior. There is no other name by which we can be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. He is the only one that died for our sins. He is the only acceptable sacrifice to the Father, the only sacrifice acceptable to God the Father. Hallelujah. We say this in Mass, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Amen?
Amen.
There's nobody else.
Nobody else.
And thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And now, how you know, you talked about favor. How do we get favor? How do we, if we're feeling we're not worthy, and you're saying you're obviously not reading your Bible, how do I, if I want favor, for all those listeners that are out there that want to put themselves in a place where they're God's favorite, and they feel it and they know it, how do they get there?
Well, the favor is there. It's part of their inheritance. But also, you can ask for it. You can pray for it. You talk to the Lord. Lord, I need your favor. I need your grace upon me. I need, you know, preferential treatment at this moment. You know, I'm going to read from Psalm 90, because this is so beautiful.
Okay.
And 7 verse 14, it says, Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days that you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil. Let thy work appear to your servants and thy majesty to their children, and let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. And do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. So we cry out to the Lord, Lord, let your favor be upon us today. You know, when you go to a job interview, when you have a doctor's appointment, when you have a family gathering, when you have a meeting with anybody, you just cry out asking for the favor. You know, it's part of our inheritance. Noah, who built the ark, Noah found favor with God. Joseph, Jacob's son, had favor. Daniel had favor. The Virgin Mary, Esther, Ruth, all of these godly people in the Bible had favor. But when we start looking at them, we see that they walked in the fear of the Lord. You know, they walked in righteousness, and they responded to the favor of God. They knew that it was all by grace. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
I believe, Loretta, that we need to humble ourselves.
Amen.
I think humility attracts the favor of God, because in order to be saved, we need to be humble, you know?
Amen.
In order to be saved, we need to understand I cannot save myself. There's nothing in me that can save herself or himself. I cannot forgive myself of all these sins. I need somebody. I need Jesus.
Amen.
To save me and to forgive me. It takes humility.
Amen.
We humble ourselves, and I believe that humility is the door for favor and grace to come into your life. Yeah.
Amen. Now, Maria, when we're going to take a break now. When we come back, if you could talk a little bit about fear of the Lord. And this is Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI. With
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
When we're in crisis, where do we turn? We turn to our first responders, the people who run to danger to protect us. These days, our first responders do not often receive the acknowledgement they deserve for their bravery and personal sacrifice. On Sunday, October 24th at 10 a.m., St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish celebrates a blue mass recognizing our first responders, including police, fire, and emergency medical personnel. Come and celebrate with us at the Blue Mass Sunday, October 24th at 10 a.m. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy, and you're listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
This is Loretta Frelick, and we are back. I'm filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change, and Maria Vidia is our guest this afternoon, and we're going to talk a little bit about fear of the Lord. Now, fear of the Lord, Maria, does it mean, like, be cringing in the face of God, or is fear of the Lord something else?
No, the godly fear of the Lord, which is the blessing of the Holy Spirit, it's to be in awe of God. To be so respectful and holding God in such a high esteem that the last thing you want to do is offend God. In Proverbs 8, verse 13, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So when that fear of the Lord comes upon us, and it comes with the Holy Spirit, by the way, Isaiah 11, it's one of the blessings of the Holy Spirit. When that fear of the Lord starts operating in our lives, we hate what God hates, and we love what God loves. Amen?
Amen.
So this comes with the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord. And this is something that the church needs to start walking in, okay? Because the grace of God is not cheap, okay? It cost Jesus' life. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
He went through horrible suffering so that we could receive grace at every level. Thank you, Jesus. But this fear of the Lord is wonderful. Psalm 111, verse 10 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
So in order to have the wisdom that we want in life, which is God's wisdom, the open door for that God's wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Amen. When we are walking in that fear of the Lord, God releases his wisdom upon us. And this is so important, because wisdom, basically speaking, wisdom is the ability to solve problems. It's how to solve difficulties. It's to have wonderful results. Amen?
Amen.
So we want that godly wisdom in our lives. Loretta, if the governments of the world would operate in divine wisdom, we would not have the problems that we see in the nations in America today.
Amen? Amen.
Yes. These governments are operating in human wisdom, and it's all about themselves and getting more money, getting more power, more control, rather than operating in the wisdom that comes from God, which is amazing, perfect wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You know, it's the ability to just be some in circumstances, even when they're like tragic or they seem insurmountable, to remember that nothing is impossible with God, and that as you work through the problem with Him and you surrender it to Him, it's incredible. I mean, the resolution is even better than you could have imagined.
God has always has a strategy for victory.
Amen.
He created us for victory. He did not create us for failure. All we need to do is, by the Spirit, access that wisdom. Again, if you want the wisdom of God, it's because you're humble, because you understand that He has what you need. So when we look at the Bible, how were all these battles that were humanly speaking impossible to win, how did God's people win? By the wisdom of God. How did Joshua take over Jericho? I mean, Joshua knew he could not take over Jericho. He knew he couldn't, but the Lord gave him the strategy, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. How did Gideon defeat an army that was, you know, three times bigger than his? The Lord reduced his army from 32,000 to 10,000 to 300. And the Lord gave him the strategy, and they won. Amen?
Amen.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, how did King Jehoshaphat win again over three enemy armies that were more powerful than his? The Lord gave him the strategy, and they won again and again and again. You know, we see God's wisdom prevailing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
And that wisdom comes when we are walking in the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Loretta, we need wisdom to pray.
Amen.
You know?
When
we look at Jesus, every time He healed people, it was a different way of healing. You know what I'm saying? We have to have open eyes and open ears. We have to release. We have that prophetic anointing. We need it to be released in our lives so that we can hear the voice of God. And we can partner with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 6:1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So the fear of the Lord brings wisdom into your life. And then when we start operating in God's wisdom, the favor of God is released. We find favor with other people because other people can see that we have wisdom, right?
Amen.
And then you know what comes? Promotion. This is what we see in the Bible. The fear of the Lord leads to wisdom. Wisdom leads to the favor with man. And favor leads to promotion. When Daniel was taken captive to Persia, to the kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Persia, you know, he was a Jewish captive there, an exile. And the king of Persia wanted to train all these Jewish guys, right?
Right.
And they wanted to give them, you know, the best of the best and give them things that Daniel did not approve of. And Daniel made a decision that he was not going to be contaminated with the things of the world. Amen. We find this in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself. Amen.
Amen.
With the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. And you know what? He found favor with the officials. And you know what happened? God gave Daniel and his friends wisdom 10 times better than anybody else. I mean, this is supernatural. God's people should be operating in wisdom. All of us should be operating in wisdom 10 times better than the people of the world.
Amen.
That's the way it is.
Amen. Yeah. And it should be normal Christianity to be operating in the Spirit.
Yes. Operating in the wisdom of God. And what happened to Daniel? What happened to Daniel? He was promoted. Amen. He found favor with the king and he became prime minister. I mean, that's the way it is. The same with Joseph.
Yes.
See, God wants his people in government.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. God wants his people in government, because when his people are in government and they are operating in divine wisdom, we're going to see wonderful things happening. We're going to see good results for the peoples and for the nations. Amen?
Amen.
And we need to pray for America, Loretta. I know that we are praying. I know that you are praying. But this nation, it will take God's wisdom to turn this nation around.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, because, so how do we start, Maria?
Well, as God's people, we need to start praying. I mean, keep praying. We are the ecclesia. We are the ones with authority. And the Lord has given us the keys to the kingdom, and we can bind and loose. And we have to go on the offensive. Amen?
Amen.
Because the dark cloud has come over this nation. And we know that the abortion issue, only attracts darkness into the nation. So one of the things, and this is you were mentioning at the beginning of the program, that this month is the month of pro-life, right?
Yes, it's respect life.
Yes, respect life. And one of the things that we need to start praying, that we need to keep praying against, is abortion.
Yes.
And we need to start binding those evil spirits behind abortion. Those are one of the things that we could be doing. And then releasing the love of life and releasing truth, so that these people in D.C. and in governmental positions, they see the light. Amen?
Amen.
Because, Loretta, before I met the Lord, I was pro-abortion. I believed that abortion was a woman's right. Because that's what I was taught at the university, and I did not know the Lord. So I can understand how these people think,
mm-hmm.
like some of them think, you know?
Right.
They think it's a woman's right to make a decision for that life that is in their womb. It isn't. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
But when you do not know God, you have your own wisdom, which is demonic and it's wrong.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
And lead so many astray.
Yes. So one of the things that we should be praying for is for God's people to rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel everywhere they go, because people need to encounter the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and the human race, the man Christ Jesus, who died as a ransom for all. So there are specific key issues that we should be praying for. Every person that belongs to Jesus, to be praying for evangelists, for Catholics, and other Christian people, you know, to rise up and start proclaiming the gospel everywhere, so that people come to the knowledge of the truth, so that people come into the kingdom of God. We should keep praying against abortion. Amen?
Amen.
Against sex trafficking.
Amen.
One of the big problems here that I see is the problem of greed. Greed. I mean, these people in Washington, D.C., most of them, what's driving them is greed.
Right.
You know? I'm
right.
Sorry, but that's the truth.
Oh, Maria, you're so right. And how many of these politicians that have sat on a little 100-plus a year salary are multimillionaires? I mean, where is the money coming from? And yet they're building up their resources at the expense of our nation.
Yes, yes. You know what Paul says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils.
Right.
And money is not the problem. Money is not the problem.
Right.
It's the love of when money becomes a golden calf, when it becomes an idol, when it becomes the reason why we are alive. More money, more power, more control. All of this comes with this greed, with this love of money. And this love of money, you know what it does? It opens the door to other kinds of evil. And this is what we're seeing today. This is what we're seeing.
Praise God. It's calling it out, Maria, just like it should be. And we need, you're right, we need to be praying. As God's people, we need to be declaring that America will be saved and it is God's nation.
Yes. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, that it says, Paul writes, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. All sorts of evil. So when your heart is open, because you love money more than anything else, you open yourself to all sorts of evil. And we see this going on today. We see this going on today. What is behind the sex trafficking in America? It's the love of money.
Right.
This is the biggest, Loretta, this is the biggest money-making endeavor these days. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Amen.
You know?
And its worst day is Super Bowl Sunday. Its busiest day is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes. And you know what? And I believe there are people, high government officials, that are involved in this too. So we really need the Holy Spirit to come and expose all this evil that is so rampant today in our nation. And we know what the solution is. It's Jesus.
Amen. It's
yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Maria, we are going to take another break. And when we come back from this break, you know, tell us what the things that you're doing and what's coming up for Maria Vadilla. This is Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750, WNDZ, and on 88.5 FM, WFSI.
All right, pets, pipe down. I've got something to say to you. Yes, that means you too. Please tell your owners that Father Anthony would like to bless all of you on Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. on the grounds of St. Stanislaus Kostka. And if it rains, under the school portico for the St. Francis of Assisi Blessing of the Animals. St. Stan's is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. The Blessing of the Animals, Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. And the goldfish are welcome too.
The Winds of Change.
St. Stan's needs your help. We are forming a group of volunteers called St. Stan's Cares to help parish and school families in times of need. To join the group or learn more, please contact Brian at 312-343-3222, and we will plan an upcoming virtual meeting to discuss the details. Almsgiving, it's one of the three pillars of Lent. Volunteer with St. Stan's Cares as a means of almsgiving.
We're back with Maria Vadilla as our guest. I'm Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change. Now, Maria, with COVID, you're a traveling evangelist. You have been to 34 different nations. How has COVID impacted your voice of the gospel?
Well, I was traveling nonstop, going to different nations, also America. And because of COVID, the whole thing stopped totally. But I said, the enemy's not gonna keep me silent.
Amen.
I'm gonna proclaim the gospel in season and out of season. So, my Bible class now is online Monday nights at 8 p.m. I do Facebook Live, The Hour of Power, and then Saturdays at 7:30, it's in Spanish, Facebook Live. But I am traveling inside America now, you know, as well. But, yeah, it totally changed my lifestyle because I was more gone out of America than in America.
Right.
And so, but I have not stopped proclaiming the gospel. I'm going to keep doing it until I have my last breath.
I believe it. Having had the privilege of going to Poland and Africa with you, I believe it. If people want to read more about you or read your books, you're the author of 10 books, where can they get your books, Maria?
Well, they can go to Queen Ship Publishing Company out of California, or they can go to my website, thegloryofgodfoundation.org.
And how about, what's your favorite book out of all the books you've written?
Well, I think one of my favorites, and it's for now, is Jesus, Man of War.
Okay.
I think this book, the church needs it, because if we understand the power that we have in the high places of God, we would see things started to change, you know?
Amen.
And, you know, Catholics love to stay nice and quiet, but the Lord has given us a voice, and the high praises of God are one of the most powerful weapons of warfare that we have.
What are the high praises of God, Maria?
The shouts of the Lord, shouting the praises of God, all of that.
Right.
I mean, those in the spirit realm, in the invisible realm, it has a lot of power against the enemy. Psalm 149, it binds the enemy away. The shouts of God are a weapon of mass destruction. When we start shouting, shouts of victory, shouts of faith, it's a weapon of mass destruction. There's so many testimonies in the Bible, but I have many testimonies in my own life. So, Jesus, Man of War, it's a book that I recommend. It's an easy read. And you will not be able to put it down.
Well, I don't think any of your books I'm able to put down. But, you know, my favorite is Break Open Your Wells, where you also teach about praise and how it just it comes out of your being. And praise changes the atmosphere.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Loretta, yes. If there's anybody that's listening,
yes,
and they have never given their life to Jesus, and they would like to.
Go for it, Maria.
They could repeat this prayer.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, I come before you now as a repentant sinner. Lord, I confess that I have sinned, that I have fallen short of your glory. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you're the Savior of the world. I believe that on the cross you paid for my salvation, for my redemption. And today, I renounce Satan, I renounce sin, I renounce the lies of the enemy, and I ask you to forgive me right now, cleanse me with your precious blood. And now I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead.
Praise God.
It takes repentance. Thank you.
Praise God.
And an invitation. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, you know that music. It means the end of today's phenomenal show. If anyone would like to attend a Mass and a praise and worship time with the Charismatic Renewal on October 22nd, 2021, at St. Luke Church in River Forest at 7 p.m., we will have a Mass with real, authentic, worshiping, joy-filled charismatics. Thank you so much. It's been my privilege to sit in for Father Anthony with our guest, Maria Vadia. God bless you.
Can you see? The winds have changed. We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is wrought. It's time to be stirred. Read the signs, no time to hide.